I'm going to visit the Samaritans in Cork. Samaritans Cork are just down at the end of this street. I'm on Coach Street, which is a street not very well known, near the Mercy Hospital and near Washington Street, in between those two in Cork. And I'm going there to pay a bill. I owe them money. I recently bought at an auction a painting which had been put up for auction in order to raise money for the Samaritans, and I haven't yet paid. So I'm just about to go in here and pay my overdue bill, as far as I'm concerned, to one of the most wonderful, you know, charity is the wrong word, human activities. But I know the Samaritans help people to stay alive. Their strapline is someone to talk to, or at least that's the phrase that is put underneath the title of the Samaritans in Cork. Someone to talk to, exclamation mark. And then it's 1850, it's a free phone number, 1850 60 90 90, 60 90 90. So I am, and they are open here at their centre from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. I think that means every day of the week. I can't be certain about that. And it says, please pull the left-hand door and enter. So I'm going to go in here and pay my bill. And I'm going to turn off the recording device because I don't really think that the Samaritans are an organisation like any other. And you don't go wandering into the Samaritans making a big fuss. I'll go humbly in and humbly pay my bill and humbly leave and go back to work. That's my plan. Oh, I feel so good now that I've been in, talked to some people from the Samaritans and paid my dues, so to speak. I can now, it's a bit of a weight off my mind, to be honest, and I can now set about getting the painting, which I don't yet have. But while I was in talking to people, I met two people there, and the characteristic that I was struck by was so much was the way in which they were very attentive and quiet in their approach to me. And now, you know, I wasn't there to go and tell them any troubles or anything, but they really did come across in their body language, in their tone of voice, in the strength of their voice even, as being kind of very humble and sensitive people. Just the kind of person who would be extraordinarily helpful to somebody in distress. And the way people behave when they're in distress is so varied that people from the Samaritans listening to people in distress need to be able to, I'm quite sure, be able to tolerate and adjust to and, you know, respect all sorts of ways of expressing distress that people would have. The Samaritans, I learned while I was there, because I picked up a leaflet, which is stuffed away in my bag now, is the Cork branch of the Samaritans was, I think, founded in 1972. And the Cork branch is the second biggest branch in Ireland, I presume the biggest one has to be in Dublin. And but they also do something that I didn't know anything about, and I found out about a few minutes ago, and it's that not only can you drop in to their centre, their headquarters in Cork, and meet somebody if you're in distress, meet somebody face to face. I didn't actually know that. I always associated the Samaritans with a telephone service. But anyway, you can do face-to-face. But also, you can contact the Samaritans via email. Now, this is a whole new concept for me, the idea that somebody in a state of distress would get help via email from the Samaritans is a new idea to me. And I'm sure that it's a very particular kind of skill to be able to communicate with somebody who is in distress via a series of emails And the good thing is really that it seems to me that the Samaritans have embraced the idea that, this would be my way of putting it, I suppose, that, you know, we meet people where they are. And in other words, if people are most comfortable with approaching the Samaritans via email, the Samaritans will deal with them via email, will attend to them via email. And if you're most comfortable in a face-to-face, that you do face-to-face. And if you're most comfortable on telephone, you do telephone. And I mean, you can even imagine a world in which the Samaritans might interact with people via Skype and Google Plus Hangouts and all that. But the world of the future, you know, and is quite varied in the way in which the various technologies and the various ways in which people will meet other people. But the one thing is certain, that into the future, people will continue to be distressed. People will continue to be in need of help from others. And the Samaritans will remain a relevant organization forever, really. There's no way any of us could imagine, you know, the world not needing the Samaritans, however much we might like to, you know, bring that about, however much we might like to create a utopian existence in which, you know, people like us, humans, would not be severely distressed. It won't happen, as we know. So the bottom line is I feel better now. I feel humbled by having contact with people who are volunteers for the Samaritans, because they do such great work, and I think they deserve every form of support that that they can get. And they're an organisation that's in the UK and in Ireland, and to be honest, I don't know where they are in the world. They may be in North America, they may be in, are they in Canada, are they in Australia, are they in Bosnia? Where are the Samaritans not? And one last thing I can tell you about the Samaritans from just my own experience of talking with and working with people from the, who have been trained by the Samaritans over the years. I had a couple of very good people in my life who were trained by the Samaritans. They do very, very thorough training. Their training methods and their training investment is huge. And the money that I gave them today for the painting is a small contribution. In my mind, it's a small contribution for the future training of people. It's also to pay for the heating and the light and the rent of the building that they have in Cork. And if you feel like giving them money, you can do so, I'm quite sure, via their website. They could certainly do with any amount of money, and I'm sure they would say, you know, no amount too small, or no amount too big. So, you know, if and they probably, I haven't looked at their fundraising effort, but I just feel the better as a person for having done a little bit for a very, very important cause. Thank you very much for listening to this.